Let's fly through F's and I'm sighting life from both perspectives. That spot so far up Sutton Road got no connection. I done run through so much Scottish notes, couldn't care about no recession. Still get a one joke call from Boogie, judge gave him 20 years straight, it moved me. CPS murder in a dot like Rupert, can't little bro when I done him so ruthless. Got his cutie, she half Cuban. Probably why she like playing with a Cuban. Said she like chilling with the ooters, booters, eating up time was suited, booted, booted, booted. They wasn't worse when the jeans were bootleg. Putting that work, we had ever been spoon-fed. Coming from the jungle, you know where the zoo is. 4-4 of the 3-2, all bells as a toothpick. No rap cat, we just speak what the truth is. Lord forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. Shotgun, open the hatch up, what doing? Still in booker, how it feels to be losing. Their thought was permanent, found it amusing. Now they strip on me like I'm canoeing. Time just flying. I'm just trying to see this life thing to my juvies, juvies. So the beef is frying.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hey y'all, this is Lorena from The Morning Detour and The Crown Project. So I am bringing you a Black woman who made history in 2020. So these are a few women that I found that made a difference this year, even though this year has been full of ups and downs and seems like more downs. Black women still made history throughout the year from beginning to end. So first, I'm going to start with someone who it's obvious, we all know, Kamala Harris. So she is the United States' first woman vice president and the first Black South Asian woman vice president in U.S. history. So we all see in the presidential campaign, she was with President-elect Joe Biden for the Democratic Party, and they will be sworn in on January 20th, 2021. So that's the first one. And then moving to Canadian politics, we have Marcy Ian. I don't know if any of you guys pay attention to Canadian politics
or
know who Marcy Ian is.
Well, they got my name in there, so.
So
I might as well pay attention.
So she is a TV anchor. So a lot of people know her from the Canadian daytime talk show, The Social. But she recently left The Social and she went fully into politics. And then this year she was elected as a member of parliament for the Toronto Centre. So a fun fact about that. She has been elected 30 years after the Honorable Jean Augustine was elected as the first Black woman in Parliament. Oh, wow. So that was really cool to learn, but also sad because it's like 30 years, that's a big gap. Yeah. So hopefully we get like more women of color, more Black women, more Black men in politics so that we're celebrating these wins a bit more often and not waiting like 20, 30 years to get somebody else in. But speaking of the Honorable Jean Augustine, in October, she was given the key to the city of Vaughan. And then she also has the Jean Augustine Complex and the Jean Augustine District Park named in her honor. So that was all given to her in August, which is pretty cool that she's being celebrated and given flowers for everything that she does.
She's such a nice woman. See, when you do a woman's Black woman list, you can't really get that much jokes in. But but I will shoot my shot. Lorena did do something. I think it was maybe a year and a half ago. Lorena, being my publicist, she actually set up for me to meet Jean Augustine. And she took it a step further. So I didn't think it's going to be a phone interview, Doc. Jean actually, and she let me go to her house. Went to her house. The park down the street was named after. We got lost a little bit. I went to her house. It felt like going to Michelle Obama's house. She had the center table. Yeah. It was like Martha Stewart came and blessed the whole damn place down. And she gave us a tour of all the tribal stuff, all the prime ministers she had in her phone. I said, God damn, this is Black excellence right here. And more people, and what hurt me about it is that more people don't know about what she's done. And it's because of her that we celebrate Black History Month in Canada, because she's the one that went to Parliament and said, you know what? We should celebrate Black history in Canada. And she told me many times, she's like, it's not Black history, it's just our history. So those are one of the takeaways I got from my interview with her. But she's great. Full energy, that one.
And wasn't she one of the ones that started Caravana in Toronto?
Yeah, she's part of our original crew of people that started Caravana. She was the head of the housing for Ontario. She was the head of the school board for a while. The one school in Toronto that has the most technological equipment in it is named after her as well.
Oh, cool.
I told her, how could one woman do so much things in so many short years? And she had two kids. Listen, Black women are phenomenal. Let me tell you about that, boy.
She raised children on top of that?
Yeah. I think she has two daughters. Yeah. She has kids.
Every day.
We're not doing enough, Doc. Kay, we got to work harder. We got to work harder.
And she's still making change. But if you feel the way about her, the next one I have is Marseille Martin. So everybody knows Marseille from the sitcom Black-ish. So she's only 16 years old, but she is making history by being recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the youngest Hollywood executive producer working on a major production. So if you guys remember last year, she had the movie Little.
Yeah.
So this is the movie that she came up with, that she put on. And she also got Issa Rae and Regina Hall to star in it alongside her. So at 16 years old, she is already making history. So we need to step it up.
Yo.
Yeah.
And that's a good movie too. I've seen
it. It was fun.
It's actually a really fun movie.
Yeah.
You think, okay, so when you look at someone like that and you understand that the person that created it is 16 years old, when you watched it, did you look at yourself and say, okay, I could have done that? Are there elements in the movie that was like way beyond your comprehension?
No. I watched the film and thought, like, I honestly thought someone had written it for her as and Not to disrespect, but like I originally thought that it, like, you know, usually how someone will like write a script and be like, I have this person in mind because she was perfect in the role. But when you realize that it was kind of her idea, you realize why she's perfect in the role. Like whoever she worked with, however it was written, however it was structured, all that stuff, the production, all of it, she understood what she wanted to do and did it. And
it was beautifully done.
Yo.
Yeah.
Beautifully done. Yeah. It was a nice movie.
Good cast, all of it, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was well done. She has her production company, so she's probably going to make even more movies coming into the future. So, yeah, that is crazy. So, shout out to her. And then, of course, we have Rihanna. So,
I love Riri.
Was here a little bit with the music, but not really because she's busy building her empire. So some notable things that she did this year was with her lingerie line, Savage by Fenty. They had their third annual runway show in October. So despite the pandemic, she still went and she still did her show. You can actually still stream that on Amazon Prime. And then also her older shows are there too. So the pandemic did not stop her from that. And then earlier in the year, while accepting the NAACP Image Awards, the 2020 President's Award for her charity work, she gave a memorable speech. It was all over social media. So she was talking about all of the social injustice that's happening across America and basically told Black people, you know, all of your white friends, have them pull up because they always want to, you know, break bread with you. They always want to hang with you. But they also got to show up when we're going through stuff as well if they want to be down. So that is something that blew up and it's still being shared around social media quite a bit. And then also she launched Fenty Skin, which is for both men and women. And then she also expanded into eyewear and then high-end shoes. And she did a collaboration with Amina Muadi. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Probably not.
But yes. I tried.
Okay. All that to say, Rihanna's never making music again.
Yeah.
We're never getting this album, right? Like,
is that the whole long story? Still care about the music. Why do you care about the music when she out here building things that Black people could not even
because
dream of building before?
I'll tell you why. Because the things that she's building has nothing to do with me. It's all about her. The music was her gift to me. Now I'm not getting the gift. I'm not a girl. I can't wear
it. Lingerie is her gift to me. First of all, what I would like to say.
You got some?
Listen. I want to order some. And what I would say is the fact that she, the lingerie brand that she has is inclusive, perfectly inclusive. There is a guy that blew up on social media that was one of the models, one of the lingerie models on her site. And he blew up because he was a thick man. It was a thick man. And women were just like, where do we find this man? And men were just like, it is the first time that I can actually
see. He's wearing lingerie?
He's wearing men boxers, you know, things like that. And people were actually saying, it was big. Yeah. People were saying it's the first time I can see somebody like me.
Yeah, as I gotta say, as a big guy, when I saw that and I saw all the like thirst, I was just like, okay,
you're back in style again. Look at that old dog, that is Doc. I tell you,
You know, you hear about dad bods, but that's not as much in our. We don't talk about dad bods as much in our community, but that was the first time that I was just like, okay, good to know.
Doctor's
still,
a surgeon.
There's still some out there interested in that flow. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
But that's the beauty with her brand. Like, everybody is being seen. So she has, like, regular people as models, not just the typical small frame. So she even has older people, too, as models for some of her stuff. So I think it's really cool. So whoever you are, you're seen throughout her brand, whether it's the beauty brand for skincare, for clothes. She's showcasing everybody, which is really cool.
Yeah, and you can see the clothes are going to fit you because people's body look like yours. That's all I am saying. You know,
Kay and this Rihanna lingerie boy. Wait, yeah, my eyes tingling.
But it's a good line.
Listen,
I have no problem with her empowering her financial bank statement. Yeah. All I want to know is, can I get some music? You know what I mean? She's sucking me. I feel cheated. She's sucking me.
Same thing. I'm not mad at everything she's doing. I admire, I respect it, I appreciate it. But as a music lover, I want some Bad Gal Riri. Like, I want to hear another. Like, every time she's
what's that song with the
track,
lion? When she grind with the lion in the Technicolor, I was like, well, I'm sold. What song? Lorena, you know what song, Machaba?
Oh, Rude Boy?
God. What? Yo, listen. I'll pay good money to get one bubble off Rihanna.
And one of the things is, because music is so easy, and I feel like she's just so talented, that she could literally just be like humming something into her phone, go into the studio, knock it out, and still be at the Fenty show by 7 p.m.
First of all, y'all are just acting like having everything that she has doesn't take time and energy. She probably doesn't sleep.
No.
She probably doesn't sleep. Now you want her to add studio time to this.
Yeah, see, and because she's thinking like the way Kay wants her to think, we're never going to get the real verses that everybody wants. We'll never get the Rihanna versus Beyonce verse. Yes. Lorena, you already knew what
Thank
I was talking
you.
About.
Thank
the
you.
Further Rihanna gets away from making music, the further we get. I was already cheated at once in life. I never got to see Kobe versus LeBron in
the
NBA Finals.
But the thing is, Beyonce wins anyways, so.
Yes, but but
it would be beautiful.
But wouldn't you like the fight? Culture, wouldn't you like the, you think Rihanna's going to take
us? Oh, wait. But
Brian works for a major music company.
Does Beyonce win easily though?
Talk
because
about
I
it.
I feel like Rihanna has the talent, the performance skills, the energy. Like, Rihanna has a lot going on.
Yeah, but Beyonce got the voice.
Beyonce got the body too. She's from Houston. Yeah.
Beyonce got the longevity. Beyonce's been there. She got the longevity. She got the voice. She got the little runs. You know, them little Beyonce runs. Rihanna don't got runs. You know? I mean, I love Rihanna, but she doesn't have...
I don't know, man.
We got some Rihanna lovers in the back here.
Did you watch Rihanna live? Did you watch some shows of Rihanna live? We're talking about Beyonce.
She's not a performer,
Rihanna.
Rihanna, if you remember, Rihanna kept coming out with album after album after album because they weren't selling and they were trying to figure her out. So she doesn't have like so many like B-sides with her music.
I still feel like she has a hit. I feel like we're throwing her under a bus real easy because at the end of the day, a lot of people wanted to work with Rihanna. She had a lot of great people writing for her. She has tracks that I feel a lot of people like. You say
what's
B-side,
the one
when
she cheated?
I know what you're saying.
What's the one with the piano, say Brian? What? When she cheated and she's trying to get into her like her melodic kind of vibe. What's the name of the song? Okay, they do the verses. Beyonce comes out. You know, she might go into her freaking Destiny's Child's catalog. Beyonce gives her bugaboo. What's Rihanna gonna hit back with? And then the bugaboo. Kobe was in the video and shit. Listen, it'll be a good fight though. It'll be a good fight.
That's the thing. That when it comes to the verses, at the end of the day, I feel like the ability to just pull from the entire archive, it shows that anyone who came later isn't gonna have. Rihanna doesn't have the same catalog as Beyonce. We know that. So Beyonce is going to win.
But she has features.
I just want to point out, Beyonce wins because she has the longer catalog and more experience. I don't think she wins automatically.
Did you watch Beychella? Because this is not Coachella. Did you watch Beychella?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I love Rihanna.
Beyonce
I
Hive on the left
Rihanna.
Screen. The left side of the screen is a Beyonce Hive. Right sky scene is the Rihanna Navy. But yeah, beautiful segue there, Lorena. Of course, there would have been a Beyonce run somewhere in there.
Yeah. Every time. Black excellence. You got to talk about Beyoncé at some point.
Oh, listen, Beychella was
of
everything.
Of course.
Who do you have next on your list? Is there more black excellence?
Well, of course, there's always more black excellence. Come on now.
The 21st
so
pass,
I need to give a shout out.
Yeah,
I'm going to give a shout out, oh my gosh, to my mentor in my head, of course, Valisha Butterfield Jones. So she was the global head of inclusion for Google. And this year, what she did is she took a leap of faith, and she is now the first chief diversity and inclusion officer for the Recording Academy. So she started this back in June, and she has already started to implement programs and basically, you know, shake up industry standards when it comes to representation and inclusion. So I'm really excited to see what she has in store for us leading up to the Grammys and after as well, since there's been a lot of talk about the Grammys this year and who was nominated, who was left out, especially when it comes to Black artists. So I can't wait to see the work that she's going to do for that. And then there's two other people I just want to quickly mention from Montreal. So we have Backwash, who made a lot of big waves this year. So Backwash was announced the winner for the 2020 Polaris Prize, which is Canada's most prestigious independent music award. And then on top of that, Backwash is the first trans person to ever win that prize as well. So that is pretty amazing. Everybody could go check out her first full-length album called God Has Nothing to Do With This, Leave Him Out of It. So that is streaming now. Mm-hmm. And then also another artist from Montreal is Naya Ellis, who also we got to interview this this year on The Morning Detour. So for Gala Aztec, she was the first English solo rapper to be nominated and also to perform at the gala. And then earlier in the year, she also won the English Musical Artist of the Year Award with Gala Dynasty back in March. So she is having an awesome 2020.
Well, listen, she's killing the game, boy. Montreal, Montreal's really, even though we've been going through this pandemic, 2020 has been a really good year for exposure. You look at somebody like Nate Husser and Naya Lee. We've been making a lot of inroads internationally, making some sounds. You know, finally, we could stop being the ugly cousin of Toronto.
And, yeah, I mean,
really start to step out. Too. But until he comes and lets people in the Anglophone community give him some flowers, I'm not going to give him no love. I ain't going to give him no love.
Oh, my God.
Him and his crew, they can come check me. I ain't going to give him no love. Nah.
No. Well, K. Trinada, we love you.
Yes.
We
know you. I'm giving you your flowers.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I want to give it to him in person.
I'm going to give it to him in person. Nomination. That is huge.
You know what? We could make a Christmas album between the four of us right here, and maybe at the end of 2021 we might be nominated for a Juno. I look, where's the Santa hat? Can I get the Santa hat, please? I got my helper elf here. Can I get the Santa hat?
Can I mention someone real quick? Speaking of Black women in excellence, I just wanted to, because I'm obsessed with TV. So in the back end, someone that did some big moves, Channing Dungey. Who is a Black woman. She is the sister. This is going to be a really weird one for you kids out there if you remember her. You remember Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes.
You remember the best friend, the Black kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yep. Yeah.
What's his name?
Stewie Stevie.
Yeah, with the glasses. Yep. Oh, poor kid. So
his mom on Malcolm in the Middle, that actress, her sister is Channing Dungey, who is named the chairman of Warner Brothers TV Group. After working at Netflix, she went on to become the head of the TV group for Warner. She's essentially one of the highest at Warner. Black woman, powerful, amazing. She's worked at a whole bunch of networks and has done amazing things. She worked at ABC. She was one of the people who was there when they made the deals with Kenny Barris and a whole bunch of other people. So, you know, 2020, that was one of the big moves that happened, that she... which she got that job. So nice. That's another one.
Yo, listen, goddamn, nice. Doc, talk about a guy that knows his TV and movies.
Oh, yeah, I have a question.
Okay,
what is this hat you have on?
Yeah. Yo, I'm getting ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get fresh. I think it's my helper hat.
Listen,
it's Wincy in the holiday spirit. Am I in the holiday? I know we're a few days away from Christmas, but I know some of y'all are going to keep the lights on till end of January. Some of y'all are even more outlandish, keep the lights up till February. So you know what? I'm going to wear my Santa hat whenever I want to this year. And today's one of those times.
It's so funny because I watched The Grinch recently. and I couldn't stop but thinking about you. I was just like, they should make a remake of it, but with you in it.
If I could act, my face is getting pretty now, so I could be. They could videotape me and put me on television. I would love to play the Black Grinch at some point. Maybe that's a movie we could put. If a 16-year-old could get a movie, man, I think we could do a Black Grinch. I want to go to all those girls that snap their hands like this and take all their gifts away.
There's a meme on Instagram right now where parents take pictures of their kids, and then right at the second, yes, there's a Grinch that scares the kids.
Yeah, I want to play that guy once the malls are open again during the holidays. I want to play the Grinch at every mall in the city. They should hire me.
Gonna get all the gifts.
Oh yeah, and burn
them. Don't forget that the Grinch becomes nice after, like at the end of the movie.
Some movies don't have no ending, like Tenet. So that's I tell you, this is right for a show. I told Lorena when we started, I should never be in front of the mic. I should have just written in the back. I could have been a cool guy like Doc and them. Oh boy, good stuff, guys. Good stuff.
Writing it down, running the game.
Good stuff. Don't teeth my ideas now. Lorena, do you have any more Black excellence? Would you like to put yourself on the list? I'd like to nominate you.
Yeah.
For your great work and achievement. How many Black women are there in the city that produces multiple shows, that's a publicist, that does community work? How many Black women do that? A lot of people say they do stuff, but you do wear a lot of very interesting hats at one time. So I'd like to nominate you for your great achievements in 2020.
Thank you.
I'm going to get you a hat as well, because, yo, listen, I look good in the red and white, though. I ain't going to hold you. Montreal, my city. I don't know what vibe we're going to get into, but, you know, we're going to play some more choice hits from 2020 when we come back. The 2020 wrap-up continues with Doc from Free Agents Media from the Geektastic podcast. Hold on. I want to say cult nominated. You on the list, no? You're on the big list, guys.
Geektastic Cypher number 3.
How many years are you guys in? Number 3.
Yeah.
I'm way down at number 8 on the radio host list. You guys up there at 3. He's coming up next with everything you need to know about TV and cinema, the wrap up for 2020.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Let me start by saying sorry. Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe. If I just took time to plan it, told me secrets you ain't wanna. Trust is big for you, that's why I'm keeping it 100. Crazy wanna, bullshit in common just keeps us apart when we should be starting to keep our promises. We could be promising. You say I'm closed off. Open up and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between us. Nothing there to stop the feeling. I don't want nothing in between us. Got me thinking this might be love. Sorry, just be careful, baby. You know my heart is fragile. Don't say shit that you don't really mean, cause that's just hard to handle. I love how it was when it was just me and you. They know the truth, so we gon' watch how we move. But nothing beats the feeling that you're giving me, even if it ain't forever. Just keep it honest. We made some promises. They got opinions, but that won't change a thing. We got each other. Let's shut the world off and take our clothes off. I don't want nothing in between. Yeah. Ooh, oh. Nothing there to stop the feeling. Yeah. I don't want nothing in between.
This
might be love.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
worry, girl, just know that it get better with time. They say time heals. She can't see her life without me, she's so blind still. That you can tell him that you're mine still. And she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry. Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places. Don't want no new faces. She got my heartbeat racing. They say time heals. Don't go build a life without me, cause you mine still. And I don't wanna go unless you make me.
Pretty face, pretty tempting. But pretty taught me ugly lessons. Pretty had me giving more than I was getting. So if pretty don't come with something, well then I did it. Shame to tell my friends how much I do for you, cause they know that you would never do the same for me. I wasn't looking for your secrets, they just came to me. And they contradicted everything you claim to be. I took you to the club and you hugged on somebody that I know. And I know them type of hugs, same shit I do to women when I know I used to f. And I know they were they, but they never brought it up. I'm down these days, down to do better, cause you know I done enough. You should lay it down, we'll talk about it when you up. But she don't wanna go to sleep, she angry.
Lately she been noticing he ain't me. I wish that we can change places.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't happen. We are culture. Nothing moves without us. We just continue to give it away.
Little mama don't mess around, cause she didn't hurt it all. She got no pity for him. Cold hearted, don't respect the talk, but you still need some love. I'm here to show it to ya. Oh, put your heart in my hands. Can't get you out of my head. If I say it, then I mean it. If you need it, if you need me, if you need me, baby, just count me in. If it's chilling at the crib or sipping on the fifth, baby, just count me in. Whatever it is, if you're going through some shit, I can be that touch when you need that sex, when you're feeling love for your feelings. Girl, you can just count me in. You know what I like. If you got plans tonight, count me in. So hard to find. When you look at me with those eyes, I just get so excited. Put your heart in my hands. Can't get you out of my head. If I say it, then I mean it. If you need it, if you need me, if you need me, baby, just count me in. If it's chilling at the crib or sipping on the fifth, baby, just count me in. Whatever it is, if you're going through some shit, I can be that touch when you need that sex, when you're feeling love for your feelings. Girl, you can just count me in. You know what I like. If you got plans tonight, count me in. Whoa, 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 whoa.
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
What's up, everybody? This is Brian Holiday, one of the founding members of Free Agents Media, the host of Geektastic Cypha, former host of That's Canon podcast, solo host of Not a Journalist, number three on Alt MTL's 2020.
Yeah!
Yo, man, when I was a kid, my mom once told me, toot your own horn. And yeah. Every chance I get.
Play loud. He's the Yoda to my Han Solo.
What's up?
He's a shrewd operator. I've known him for way too long. Mr. Doc Holiday, the surgeon. What's going on?
I'm good, man.
You're like the guy from Nip and Tuck. That's a great show. When's that coming to Netflix?
Yo, that show is wild. And when you look back at some of it, you're just like, what?
Me Too Movement?
That was on TV.
Too Movement the whole way through. So, Doc, I find, and I know Kay will agree with me, that you're definitely a TV and a cinema aficionado. You still haven't explained the movie Tenet to me in a way that me and my layman brain can access it. There's been a lot of movement 2020. There's been streaming wars. Apple took all of their... Disney took all of their good programming off of Netflix. I was a little bit sad by that. I'm a big fan of Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Could no longer get... They got to get Disney Plus. So, Doc, give us the wrap-up. TV, cinema, 2020.
I would say... So, obviously, the industry was hugely affected by, as we know, the pandemic. There was a major pandemic this year. For anyone who's been living under a rock and didn't seem to notice any changes, there is a pandemic, and it destroyed the industry. I think the first major thing, funny enough, the first thing that really indicated to people that something was going on was a movie star, Tom Hanks, got the COVID, was diagnosed with COVID when he was in Australia. And then the dominoes started to fall. I think one of the first things, the second thing that hit really hard was when the new James Bond film got pushed back, when they realized that the people were not going to be able to go to the theaters. After that, you saw Universal Studios decided to release Trolls World Tour. And as much as that movie doesn't mean anything to us, it was the first time that a movie on a streaming platform made almost as much money as it would have in theaters. And it actually led Universal to decide they might consider releasing movies possibly on their streaming platform simultaneously with putting them in theaters. The reason that that's an issue, for those of you who don't know and for those of you who probably don't care, but
we care. Let us know. 2020, baby.
There is an organization in the States, or I guess technically across North America, called the National Association of Theater Owners, and they actually have an agreement in place with the distributors. So all those big movies that you like, Universal, Disney, Warner, all those guys that release movies, have a deal that they're not supposed to release movies anywhere other than in theaters for 90 days from when it premieres in a theater. And the fact that Universal wanted to release their movies simultaneously in theaters and on their streaming platform actually went against the good faith of that agreement they have in place. Why is that important? Because with the streaming wars, like Wizzy mentioned, this is a huge change for everybody. If everyone starts doing this, it could actually really affect the theater business. And we saw it happen. HBO decided that they're going to release their entire 2021 movie slate completely simultaneously, in the States at least, on the streaming platform at the same time as the theatrical releases. And that's big. That actually affects a lot of people. It affects the theaters. Piracy is going to explode in 2021. All those movies. But, like, I'm not trying to play. Like, that's just going to be what it is.
Well, listen.
We can't have 50 billion platforms. I mean, I don't mind paying for platforms, you know what I mean? But I think that people are just like, we used to have cable, you know what I mean? And have all those bundles that you needed to purchase. And people just got over that and started going to streaming.
Yep.
And now we're back to like a bunch of different networks that we have to choose from. In the end, it's the same thing. People are just going to resort to actually getting their movies from whatever website they can find them on.
And the other thing that I've been telling people, if you're like me and you actually want to try and figure out a way to financially support these shows, because as much as I do, I agree with you, a lot of people are going to end up just streaming this stuff any which way they want. But if you do want to watch these shows so that you're hoping the shows get a second chance, another season, because that's the other thing, when we don't watch the shows, when they get pirated, unfortunately, that does affect the views, and, you know, it can lead to the shows being canceled and stuff like that. what I'm telling people, find out when your favorite show on the streaming app is going to drop. Wait 2 weeks after the first episodes are out. Then sign up for a subscription, because usually the way they're releasing the episodes, if you get a 2 month subscription and you wait the first 2 weeks and just binge watch the first three episodes and then catch up the rest, your 2 month subscription that's only going to cost you like $16 will get you the entire run of the show, as opposed to if you pay for a full year or if you subscribe month to month. And that's my loophole. I honestly,
you said Brian, yes, looking out. Brian's one of these people calendar, looking out, man, for the show. Want the show to longevity. Yo, and what's up? You guys are still missing one very, very important point. That's one very important point. Lavina, don't spit your tea out or whatever you're sipping on your cup there. What about the kids that are going to be cheated from this movie experience? We all had a rites of passage.
Yeah.
We all remember going to the movie, getting that first kiss, getting that first little feel up. Obviously, I'm going to keep it PG. It is a morning show. We're coming close to 8 o'clock here. So I'm going to keep it PG. But there's somewhat, is that no longer a thing, going to the movies when you're 13, 14, 15 years old, dating a girl? It used to be a part of the early regimen.
Yeah.
Now, K's era, they brought in this thing called Netflix and chill. Now we're letting all kind of perpetrators in our house. Before, we used to go to the movies. At least it's in public, Kate. Now you're letting all the perpetrators in your living room.
Listen, people still go to the... I feel, well, if it wasn't for the pandemic, people would still go to the movies, right?
Yeah.
But is this the pandemic? What are we supposed to do? The movies are closed.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I want to watch the show. I was actually considering getting Crave I could watch HBO content, because they're about to release all the movies are about to be released on there. So it's like at some point, a part of them.
Just to give you a heads up,
in Canada,
if you're in Canada, HBO and Crave, you're not going to get the movies. Now, I know that's a big thing that a lot of people are excited about. I know that Crave knew that people were going to think that way. And actually, if I was Crave, I wouldn't have said anything. But Crave was nice enough to be like, listen, we love y'all, but we're only going to get the movies after the theatrical release. So unfortunately, unless you have a way to get HBO Max with an American credit card that might be at your cousin's house, that you and you have
this guy's putting everything on back. Leave my cousin alone. I rocks with him. Shout out to New York.
If you have a VPN and a cousin in the States with a login, I'm just saying. I'm not saying anything, but I'm just saying.
Why is it like this? Why is it always that we get things after? Well, how come my friends and friends got things before we got them in Canada? That is what I'm asking.
We always get everything last.
Yeah. Funny enough, 15 years ago, one of the reasons that we started getting things last is because Montreal was one of the bootleg hubs for movies.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but if you guys notice the Global TV logo in the bottom right of your TV shows on some of these sites, that's not just that's a pretty standard thing.
Listen, Brian, you are always a well of information. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, man. When it comes to TV stuff, I love to find this stuff out because I just find it interesting. Like, one of the things that I really, really wanted to mention that I don't think a lot of people have been talking about, Little Rel has been made the head honcho of comedy over at a site called Quali TV, spelled like Talib Kweli. Mm-hmm. Quali TV is a Black-focused, Black-centered content streaming site. Lil Rel joined them. He has already started recruiting shows and curating a list of comedians and new content for them. So I'm very excited about that because I do think that that's going to be really cool. That was announced recently. Things that kept people really going. I think comedy has done a lot this year. And I dare say the man of the year when it comes to comedy, Dave Chappelle, continues to be one of the most prolific comedians and artists and creators out there. From his summer camp that he did where he had all his crew coming out, everyone's being safe, you know, COVID testing, wearing masks and all that stuff, to his 8:46 clip that he did for George Floyd, where he, you know, talked about the entire experience and just the idea and somehow turned that conversation, a serious conversation, a serious topic, into something that we could analyze and still at least kind of try and find levity in the heavy moments that we were feeling. Things that happened that from the social justice movements and stuff like that, Ava DuVernay's 13th, the documentary on Netflix, had an increase of 5,000% viewership in the first few months after George Floyd's death, and things like that. Those that content might seem heavy for some, but it was necessary for others to watch and really kind of get an idea of what was going on, because a lot of people out there turn a blind eye to things that are happening. And when you watch a documentary like 13th, you really can't ignore it. There, it's being put there on a platter. And you know, to all the conspiracy nuts out there who are willing to watch a YouTube video that has absolutely no research and keeps getting pulled down because it says a whole bunch of libel bullshit. Oops. Bullish.
No, it's okay. So they know when the detour's in the building. We might let a 1-2 slip. It's in the morning. That's what they need. Man. That's what they need.
In radio, I shouldn't have been the one to slip up. But you know, all that bullish, it's kind of crazy. It is crazy to me that's the world we live in. That people would rather watch an uninformed YouTube. But if you're gonna watch an uninformed YouTube, maybe watch an informed Netflix documentary. Biggest failure of television 2020. We all know it. We all love it. They lost billions of dollars, and in a time when the industry was falling apart, Quibi failed. Oh, wow. So yeah. Beautifully.
You guys didn't like the short movies? You guys didn't like the 7-minute?
I hated it, dude. I tried.
You watch everything in a fast mode.
Okay.
I was going to try, but then Brian said it's 7 minutes, so that means the movie is cut every 7 minutes. Yes. I don't want a movie to be cut every 7 minutes.
Well, well, the show,
then I'll just watch videos on YouTube. I just watch videos on YouTube and be cut by ads.
Look at you guys.
As you know, I try everything at least once. I signed up for Quibi. I didn't get my 3 months free like they offered everyone else, because in Quebec, we don't get that. Thanks a lot, Quibi. I actually, the day that they, because I emailed them to find out, and the day that the guy emailed me saying like, oh, it's not eligible in Quebec, didn't you read that part? I was just like, that's cool. You guys won't be around in 6 months. Because I got so mad. I got so mad at the way they treated me. I was just like, I know your platform can't last.
What did you watch? Did you watch When the Lights Come Off? I watched
on Quibi. I honestly tried all the shows, everything from Nikki Fresh with Nicole Rishi to what's the one that Lena did, and so many shows. Honestly, I tried all of them. I watched a few episodes. Titus's show, where it was like they shoot food from a cannon at you, and you have to try and recreate the meal based on what you taste.
What? Dude,
the shows didn't even make sense, but I still watched them. And at the end, after my month, after in watching as many shows as possible and trying them all out and trying to see what was interesting, I can say I didn't enjoy it. It was a waste of my time. And I'm happy that their damn app is gone, because they wasted everyone's time. And all the contracts they signed and all those shows that were supposed to get produced that aren't being produced now. And all these people are talking about it over Hollywood saying like, where does my show go now? Go find somewhere better to be. There's 100 platforms. Quibi didn't know what was up. And homeboy Katzenberg was doing some racist-ish. And that's one of the reasons he failed. You're done.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it. You can catch him every Wednesday on Geektastic Cypher. It's now streaming live on YouTube. Is that 6 o'clock every Wednesday?
6:30 on Wednesdays, Eastern time. Yeah.
6:30 Wednesday, Eastern time. Geektastic Cypher. A little bit more of this. We're ranting about TVs and movies. Don't get these guys started about superheroes. We'll be here all morning. Yeah. don't let us talk about The Boys on this show. Which season 2 I couldn't finish, I'll admit. The Boys season 2, I couldn't finish. It didn't have the same kind of allure the first one had.
Facts. I agree with that. Listen, I finished it because I needed to. Because I need to see what was going to happen. Because Homelander, I need to see what was going to happen.
Larina's like, what are you nerds talking about?
No, I know the show.
You know what The Boys is? Yeah. Not Bad Boys.
Not a boy. No, come on. But this is, one thing I would say about The Boys is I'm really happy of the content that is starting to be on Amazon Prime, because at first I was kind of like, eh. Yeah. But now they're getting more and more series that are great. So, you know, definitely. At this point, the way we've been plugging them, something needs to happen.
What was that great show that, like, it kind of went under the radar? I didn't see a lot of people talk about it. What's it called, Lorena? All the Pretty Fires?
Little fires everywhere.
That shit was good. Because, you know, when Amazon Prime started, it was kind of like an old person was picking all the stuff. They had The Nanny and all these B-rated movies. And then But they have House, and I love House. You know, in my mind, I'm the Black House. Mine's the genius. But all the assholery, I love the African House. I've watched House 6 times, the complete set.
Wonderful. It's a beautiful show.
Yes. Why does Netflix have House? I always got to switch to go to Amazon Prime to watch House.
Well, Netflix doesn't have all the first Harry Potters. So it's the first four Harry Potters.
Do not get me started my beef with Netflix not having all the Harry Potters. Yes, people, I watch Harry Potter. I'm a very big fan of Harry Potter. I have a cape and everything. But I don't want.
I will say this about Netflix. Netflix did bring in probably the two most popular shows of the year, as much as I didn't like either of them. Tiger King and Love is Blind I consider both those shows pandemic fever because I don't think those shows would have done as well if it wasn't for a pandemic.
No. Hold on.
But
the Tiger King?
Let's be honest.
Tiger King was beautiful.
Tiger King would have been gold in any situation. It would have been gold in Antarctica. It would have been gold in the Great Depression. Lord. It would have been gold in the gold rush. Tiger King
would have been great.
What made Tiger King so alluring, Brian, is that it's what a crazy story. Just as you thought the story couldn't get more thing, like he's getting second grade meat from Walmart. There's this war, and then there's this zookeeping war between all these three factions. It's why does every industry seem like there's a controlled mafia or gang? Like any industry you want, basketball, food,
no,
zoos. Do you ever think that zoos, they're warring over zoos? I want the pets. The other guy, what's his name? Bagavan?
But that's the thing. I think the beauty of it is that we got to discover another world because I really did not know there was such an obsession about big cats. I did not know it was a thing. And it was beautiful. But to go back to what Love is Blind, Love is Blind would have also made it outside of quarantine. Love is Blind is just the concept in itself is hilarious.
It shows are still gold diggers.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Do you feel like these shows would have blown up at the same level? Because I honestly feel like the conversations around them were just...
Love is Blind would have. Because, I mean, when you look at any reality TV show that is about love or about finding love, usually they blow up on social media, but I feel like we never seen that concept before when it comes to these shows, so that's why people were so like, oh, so you mean you fall in love with somebody you've never seen, but it's just their voice and you have to get engaged married. Like, it's crazy. I think that's the one part that
it was wild.
I agree.
And you guys are gonna be mad at how I watched it because you're gonna be like, Brian, but I'll tell you, I watched the first episode, half of the second, the second to last, and the last. That's it.
That's all you needed.
Anything in the middle. And you know what? Exactly, Wizzy. I didn't even need to watch the rest of it. Because just by watching the last two episodes, I knew everything that happened in the other episode. Yeah. I knew exactly which relationships didn't work. I knew all about this one called this girl or this, and that whole thing broke off. Now this one don't talk to that one. And now here we are. We're going to have a reunion show.
It felt like Wager, didn't it? It felt like Wager and Riverside collided and made a baby. Made a show. What's the name of that other show, too, where two groups of people came together? Wasn't Love Island? Was it Love Island?
Too hot to handle.
Okay, you hit the nail, ooh, girl.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious.
So funny.
But that was first part of quarantine. That was first quarantine.
Early.
There's so many parts to 2020.
Early quarantine. But the fact that you put a whole bunch of, I guess, good looking young people on the island together and tell them, the longer you abstain from sex, the more money you'll make, and to see how brazenly they break these rules. It was beautiful. It was just two of them,
and the rest was like.
Well, there's 800. There's 1600. I'm like, what?
Yeah. That would be me. I would be on this island. I'd be like, if I catch one person just kissing, we about to have an issue.
The black guy from the UK was real vexed. He just saw the money go down.
He was out here calculating the money, and he was like, no.
We call him the banker.
But yeah, I got to say, as much as Netflix, you know, everyone said that Disney Plus was going to be the Netflix killer. Some people compared it to a David and Goliath situation because Netflix was the Goliath. They had been doing it. They had 125 million subscriptions. And they were just expanding and exploding. But I got to say, if you guys had the chance to check out Disney's Investor Day just not too long ago, Disney has a whole bunch of plans going into 2021. Their Star Wars situation that they have is
Mandalorian is amazing. Yeah.
But can I please say something to the people listening out there? Whoever creates apps or creates whatever softwares or situations, can you please create something that aggregates all these platforms? Because I cannot be paying 55 subscriptions. Find yourself. Because we can't do this. It's ridiculous the amount of things available right now.
Yep. Mandalorian is great. That's just crazy. When you thought the Star Wars story couldn't get better, Kay, you gave me Mandalorian. And am I the only one? I'm still trying to figure out, okay, the little Yoda, okay.
Yeah.
How cute.
This is not our Yoda, right? This is years later, right?
This is a dude. This is a little dude named Grogu. That's his name.
It's so cute.
I have a coworker that has a whole bunch of toys with
him.
Is it weird that a grown man has a bunch of like Grogu toys by his work desk?
No. I'm used to it. I've been seeing people. Yo, dude, at my office, I have Transformers on my desk. I'm not gonna judge anybody.
But you're a bad man. Transformers are hard.
Yo, I don't even watch Mandalorians, but I just want a little baby Yoda or Grogu.
Oh, you don't watch Mandalorian? You're not a Star Wars fan?
I'm not a Star Wars person. I have an issue with space odysseys. Like, I don't watch Star Wars.
Okay. We do not have enough time today. I will elaborate on this conversation with you on the Morning Detour. Space Odysseys. You call Star Wars a space odyssey.
It's a space opera.
Opera and odyssey have a very different connotation to it.
True.
Odyssey to me seems like it's like Galactic 9 and all the things. You know what I mean? Star Wars is a little bit more deeper than that, Kay.
I know. I'm just saying.
No, now you're offending the Star Wars people.
Hold on. When y'all get offended, I got to back up and watch my words.
Now, listen. I feel like there's Star Wars people and there's non-Star Wars people. I'm a fantasy person more than I am a sci-fi person. So that's that too.
So for those of you who like the sci-fi fantasy, also the one thing, the big movie, the man who thought he was going to save everyone, Christopher Nolan, with his film Tenet. You mentioned it earlier. I just want to say to him, thank you for screwing it up for everybody else. You are the reason that Warner Brothers is releasing all their movies on their streaming platform.
Yes.
And everything you did to try and save the theaters backfired, and that's all on you.
No, because Tenet's really good. Tenet's like the Black Inception.
It's a great movie. It just couldn't make the budget that it needed to make in the theaters at the time. And that's one of the reasons that Warner Brothers is moving forward with releasing their films on HBO Max.
Beautiful movie.
I love the actor.
Beautiful, yeah.
I love the actor. I love the cinematography of it. Like, it's dope. I love the concept. Because I personally didn't think that we can go much deeper than we did in Inception in terms of like, you know, Inception kind of like really kind of like blew our minds in terms of like we couldn't predict the next step. You know, movies, the arc and stuff like that. Most movies we could predict it. And
no, his brain works differently.
Who directed it again, Brian?
Nolan.
Nolan. Yeah.
Nolan.
Batman guy?
He made Inception.
Did Batman?
Batman. Yeah.
Hold on, Kay. What do you know about Interstellar? Interstellar blew my mind.
No, you need to understand. I'm a Nolan fan. Everything that he does has to do with the way the mind does certain things. I think he's a quantum physics fan. I just
believe he may be from another dimension.
Based on the way he makes his movies, I'm just a Nolan fan. Everything he makes is beautiful. Graphically, sonically, the storyline.
The only issue is, though, I feel like... No, I agree with everything you're saying. It's just that when it came to the studios, from what I understand, behind closed doors, he used every angle and every leverage he had to force them to put the movie out, even though they were telling him it's not going to do well right now. And they released a movie. Warner lost a lot of money. And then they looked at their whole slate of films that they had coming out, and they said, push everything back. We're going to push them to 2021. And then on top of that, because they don't think people are going to be back in theaters by 2021, or if they are, the amount of theaters that we're going to have, unfortunately, is going to be a lot less. Theaters have been closing. Yeah. The major companies in the UK shut down most of the theaters that they had over here. AMC, Regal, all these guys started shutting down theaters all over. Cineplex, thankfully, is still here in Canada, and they're still holding it down. But it's just a matter of time that they might start closing down.
Cineplex will never die. Cineplex will never die. But goddamn. Oh, boy, what a year it's been.
That's all my stuff. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. There's a whole bunch of movies. There's a whole bunch of streaming apps. Kay's been saying it. We really are in a new era. The streaming wars did happen. If you guys are interested in maintaining all those subscriptions, it will cost you more than cable. So I highly recommend, like I've been trying to tell everybody, real talk, make a schedule. Schedule out the shows you want to watch. I know this isn't a popular opinion. I mean, it is a popular opinion, but the streamers don't want you to say it. Guys, you're going to have to share accounts. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I know the streamers are mad about it, but you can't ask every household to pay what? I did the calculation once, and it comes out to $115 if you get every streaming app at the base price. Not even if you get them at the max. So we're not doing that. We're not. You guys are crazy. So,
but I feel like that's a lot of work, too, to like map out the shows you want to watch. Like, guys, that's homework.
Listen to my podcast. Geektastic Cypher, I will tell you when they're coming. I will hook you up. I legit have a segment where I tell people, Mandalorian, wait till this episode and then subscribe to get all your episodes. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'll do it. I'll start working on it.
Hey, listen, okay. Man. I tell you, man, you got to bring Doc on. When it comes to TV and cinema, he knows his things.
I'm a geek.
I appreciate you, Doc, man. It's been great. Thank you know what? I don't know if I know any nerd tracks, but, you know, let's play some Blurred music a little bit. Tracks, some hits from 20. No, I'm just playing. I'm gonna play some Future off, obviously.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Don't touch your neck when you're sleeping together. All this cause I said I don't want marriage. I don't want marriage. I'd rather go half on a baby. Tiaga falta na apparentemente na highway de vacaciones mi felicitaciones muy lindo el Instagram lo que posteas pa que yo vea cómo te va pa que yo vea
puede que no te haga falta na apparentemente na highway de vacaciones.
The Morning Detour on CKUT
90.3
FM.
Woo, boy! What a special. Yo, shout out to Doc Holliday from Free Agents Media. Shout out to Lorena from The Crown Project. Very informative. Listen, a lot of black women don't be playing, though, huh? Black excellence!
Always.
I like doing specials, man. You know, one thing I really miss is being in the studio. I miss being live. I miss being able to pass you the rum punch in the morning. I know some of our listeners is frowned upon that we do this, but it's very important that we do this. I'd like to let everybody know one of the things that we are actively working on. I would love to see our morning show, The Morning Detour, be syndicated across the country. No one has ever really tried to take a community radio show and try to pitch it on radio stations across the country. But I think that people across the country, from Vancouver all the way to PEI, will enjoy myself and Kay every morning. I think it'd be a dope look for the country, too, especially for the urban conversation that's going on. I'm very fearful. Okay, I like for the right people to kind of narrate, kind of navigate this conversation, kind of paint the picture to the people.
I think it's important. It's important.
And I think we're two of the best in the country. I'd like to shout out DJ Denise. I'd like to shout out Alicia West. I like shout out our boy out there in the East Coast, there out there in Halifax, RS Smooth, some of the top radio broadcasters in the country. This has been a crazy one. 2020, boy. Listen, tomorrow night I'm gonna lean back. I won't know what you're gonna do for New Year's Eve. Tomorrow night I'm gonna lean back with my lady. I'm gonna have the blunt of my cigar. I'm gonna put my feet up. We kept this Morning Detour thing going.
What?
Yeah, listen, okay. What a year it's been. So what are you gonna do for New Year's tomorrow night?
To be honest, I might just get a little bit of rum punch and probably do a Harry Potter marathon, because you know I'm a Harry Potter fan. And if I don't do that, I guess I'll call my people back home, you know, in France, just to say Happy New Year to everybody and make sure everybody's good. And probably spend New Year's on FaceTime with my best friends, because that's what we do.
Well, listen, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Zoom parties, going to be a lot of Twitch. Shout out to DJ Maddie, DJ Bobby Payne, J.E. Buns, DJ Blaster, Quiet Sane, Star Q. All these guys are on Twitch. So check them out. I know there's going to be a lot of parties going on because, you know, obviously we're in a lockdown. We can't congregate. It's really sad that Boxing Day was canceled. Ain't no stores made no money. And I'm really sad for the entrepreneur. Shout out to DG Kicks, who's been a supporter of us at The Morning Detour. You could shop online, dgkicks.com. Shout out to B Condoms for the donations. Love Vera, all the people that have donated to our show throughout this year. It's been, even though it's been tough, a lot of the right people connected with each other. And I think that's a beautiful silver lining. So I think one of the best things I always tell people is that the best people that's going to make money out of this COVID once the world comes back to a place of normalcy are going to be those that are able to adapt and those that are prepared.
Jeudi 30 décembre 2020. Une année qui s'achève. Mon nom est Benoît Chaput. Vous écoutez l'émission Sleepy King Radio sur les ondes de CKUT.